Personal story time. In late June, I heard the following mandate in my spirit: destroy the idol of regret. I won't get into all the details of what that means to me right now, but I am sharing it because it is a perfect example of something in my belief system that needed to be reconciled. Perhaps you may not have an idol of regret to dismantle, but an idol of racism, an idol of fear, or an idol of being critical, and so on. Idol is a word that carries with it very strong imagery. I agree, it certainly does. That is why I immediately agreed with him to get that idol out of my life. I began by looking up definitions and asking him questions, and here is what he shared with me so far. An idol is an image or representation of a god used as an object of worship. Worship means that someone or something has been ascribed an amount of worth or value that expressions of reverence would be granted to it or them. It means that I will give my attention, my focus, my energy, my resources, time, money, talents, etc., to this object or this representation. Now, when I do what is described above and I am tapping into a stronghold or a response that has been built from the sources of the world, the demonic realm, or the flesh nature, then I am going to an idol instead of the Word of God. A repetitive response, some way of reacting that is outside of the Word of God, is a contrary stronghold, a contrary response, a contrary source of worship, an idol. Every time I do this, it makes the idol or stronghold stronger, giving it more pulling power or influence. Idols sit on altars. In the Old Testament, there are multiple passages referencing the breaking down or the dismantling of altars that were built up to false gods, or idols. We are living in the New Covenant or New Testament times, and we are the new creation, where the Spirit of God lives within us. As such, we have been granted numerous rights and privileges as sons and daughters of God. For example, we have access to the throne of grace. Hebrews 4:16 KJV: Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy, and find grace to help in time of need. I mention this because Satan uses a false throne or an altar to place these idols, strongholds, responses, on. He has built this altar with condemning thoughts, guilty feelings, and shame-based identity elements. I believe that this altar is the altar of sin consciousness. It is his aim to push us to the false throne to get our responses from, and not from the true throne of grace, the person of Jesus Christ. Now, there is no need to despair, for our help comes from the Lord. Psalm 121:1 TPT: I look up to the mountains and hills, longing for God's help. But then I realize that our true help and protection come only from the Lord, our Creator who made the heavens and the earth. Just as Satan has his nature, his belief system, and his identity, which he is trying to contaminate the spirit of mankind with, our Lord has his divine nature, his belief system, righteousness, peace, and joy by the Holy Ghost, and his identity, the righteousness of God, which he is building into mankind through the repentance and renewing of the mind processes. Every time I choose an idol-based response, stronghold, I am saying to Jesus, your finished work isn't good enough. The blood you shed isn't getting the job done. Your stripes were for nothing. We have been given the divine purpose to work with the Holy Spirit of God to build within us the strongholds, responses of righteousness, peace, joy, and his identity, along with every facet of the Father's character. It's quite a journey indeed. E.W. Kenyon wrote, by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, God is building himself into man through his word. When a person is pursuing a lifestyle of repentance, a changing of the mind's direction, dashed by using the renewing of the mind process, the exchange of contrary sources for the word of God, dash then God's nature, belief system, and his identity shall be fused into ours, and we shall have built up word strongholds, responses that are just like Christ. Be assured, dear ones, as you partner with the Holy Spirit to tear down the altar of sin consciousness, simultaneously, he will help you replace it with the throne of grace. Also, as you work with him in the reconciliation process of exchanging out the contrary sources with the word of God, then your belief system, your responses will be expressions of his divine character, his belief system, and his identity. #WordInfusionT #It's Tea Time #RepentanceRevolutionBeginsNow.